All right, that time of the week where we do car reviews. This is for Rush to Reason, and we replay this on Drive Radio on Saturdays as well. And Richard, you recently drove a 2026 Lexus TX 550H. That's a PHEV all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah, that quite the mouthful, numbers, symbols, all the above. Basically, this is the TX platform, Dad, that Lexus introduced. I believe it was last year,
right,
as far as their model goes. And it is, and I'll just say it, it's a Lexus Highlander, right? So the Highlander, that is the an amazing SUV. It's super high, just a really great car, vehicle. Lexus, I thought, you know what, we sell a gazillion of those, we might as well, you know, do it in the Lexus kind of brand of things.
Right.
And so that's what they did, right? They turned it into that. This specific model, like you said, the 550 plus PHEV, which is plug-in hybrid. And folks, what this means is you get about 33 miles of plug-in, or of, I should say, of electric-only range, which is really good, Dad, because I think we've done it, and especially even here in Colorado, I believe the average number of miles driven on a commute is, I want to say, about 20. Is it 25 or 50? You probably know that a little better than I do.
As far as miles driven for what? Sorry?
For a commute, right? So for the average
about 50.
Commute.
Well, it depends, but 50 is probably about right.
Yeah, and so basically on this, Dad, you can plug in at home. If you have a level 2 charger, you're going to actually be able to get about, well, like I said, I think this thing will charge in about 2 or 3 hours, just based on, you know, the charger. But even if you don't, if you're just plugging into a normal, you know, 110, 120 volt, you know, outlet on your in your house, you have the ability to charge this thing overnight. And so if you come home after your commute, plug this vehicle in, it's going to charge up to that 33 miles range overnight. And mind you, Dad, I'm getting 33 miles in, you know, cars in the garage, but obviously we are in winter here in Colorado,
right.
And so maybe the battery performance isn't quite what it'd be, but I feel pretty confident that it'd be in that 33 to 35 range. Outside of that, Dad, this car has got seating for 6 or 7, depending on the configuration. This one's got captain's chairs, so it fits 6, and for my family of 6, we were actually able to get everyone in this vehicle.
Okay.
Now, with that up, you know, with the third row up, do you have a ton of room in the third row, or behind the third row, I should say? No. Do you have a ton of room in the third row? No. I've got an 8-year-old that some people confuse for a 9 or 10-year-old at times. He's pretty tall and lanky. Sitting in that third row, he was a little bit crammed, but nothing that's crazy. Is this something that you could drive around town and be able to fit him in there without issues? Absolutely. My 4-year-old with the booster, you know, my 7-year-old with it, absolutely, right? There's also the configurations on this car, Dad, and how they've designed it fits any family really well. I think the biggest knock on this vehicle, and maybe the only knock that I have, Dad, is simply the price tag.
Hmm.
This vehicle, with everything on it, every bell and whistle, and I'm not going to go through everything, is about $85,000. Yes, $85,000.
Wow.
Now, when you look at it with everything that you can get on this vehicle, it truly is luxury, right? That there's some suede, some soft touch material throughout the interior of the vehicle. It does a phenomenal job at having really nice luxury apportionments, heated and ventilated seats, front seats, tri-zone climate control. It's got heated steering wheel, the infotainment, all of the safety aids that you could possibly need. It's pretty much got everything you want, but it does come at a premium, and you're paying for the Lexus badge on the front. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, Dad. I just think that if you are looking for other vehicles in the segment, yes, there is some competition that way. However, I will say this. I really enjoyed this car, and from the plug-in hybrid piece of it, Dad, which I know you and I will kind of talk about a little bit more, well, this segment, but then also, you know, later on this year, I think this is a category that is sort of prime for explosion. And what I mean by that is, it works really well for a lot of people to know that they don't have to necessarily install a higher level charger in order to, you know, charge up their fully electric SUV.
True.
And in this case, when you combine the electric with the gas, I think 350, maybe 400 miles, just depending on, you know, all the different factors that are out there. I just think that this segment and that plug-in hybrid piece of it's really nice. And in this case, Dad, you don't even have to buy a separate charger. Lexus actually includes one with the vehicle,
nice,
that you have the ability to, again, either use that 240 or, you know, 120 volt plug in, depending on what you want to do. And like I said, I've got the level 2 or that higher, the higher charging output at my house. And so again, you come in 3 hours, and in some cases, Dad, this means you can come home in the afternoon. Maybe you have an event in the evening. you can plug in and you actually have a full battery to go to that event on battery power alone, you know, within, like I said, within 2 or 3 hours. So that is one of the features that I really like about it, but it does come at a, again, at a high price point. Actually, I'm getting ready to plug this vehicle in now. Outside of that, Dad, I really like the looks of this vehicle. Folks can check it out online and see what I mean. It looks really nice. It looks bigger than it feels on the inside, Dad. And I mean that in a good way. And that it doesn't feel like you're driving a really large SUV. And I think for a lot of people, when they get into the larger SUVs, they sometimes get intimidated by that. Well, Lexus has done a phenomenal job of making this vehicle nice and big, so it feels safe to me. But it also doesn't feel so big that you don't feel like you can park this thing anywhere but the, you know, the nosebleeds, right?
Right.
The sports reference. You can actually kind of park this that, you know, park it close and do those things. Outside of that, Dad, it's got all of the other stuff that we've come to expect from Lexus as far as features go, and the infotainment system, and you know, the lane keep assist and adaptive cruise and all those different things, and, you know, ambient lighting, all of that good jazz. I was really impressed with this car. Well, you've seen this vehicle on the road, and I think you and I have kind of talked about it, that this is a really competitive market for this, I guess, for this class of vehicle.
No, very. And it's becoming one of the larger segments, I guess you could say. So just that luxury, you know, SUV, which is essentially what this is, and you said it right. This is just really, it's the fancy version of the Highlander, which nothing against that. That has been a staple on the Lexus side for quite some time, so I'm not knocking that. And really quick, back to the third row end of things. You have to get into a really large car to have a comfortable for adults third row seat. None of them. I mean, even Suburbans, yeah, you can sit back there, but they've never in their entire lifetime been made for full-size adults. It's always meant to shove the kids or the smaller, you know, teenagers, whatever, back in that back area, Richard. That's true, has been true, and will stay that way. But no, this is a good-looking car. Nothing wrong with it at all. Works fabulous, as you said. At the end of the day, you know, highly recommend it. And, you know, bottom line, go test drive it and check it out.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I'll just kind of piggyback on what you said on that third row. Yeah, that's not a knock at all. I just, for folks, if you've got a family of, you know, 4, 5, 6, you may use that for transporting other kids that aren't your kids. It is functional. And on some of these SUVs, Dad, that advertise a third row, you really don't have a third
row.
That's
true.
So in this case,
point.
I was actually really surprised by this because it was able to fit our family of six. And as you
point.
Know, that's not an easy thing to do. Now, again, do you have as much row behind the third row as some of the other larger ones? No, but that's the case for every vehicle in this
that's
class.
Right.
It's how it's designed, right? That third row is designed to be used as you're either people hauling or cargo hauling. But last thing I'll say is this. There is still enough behind there to fit, you know, some groceries or do whatever you need to do in the back. Are you going to make a full Costco run every single weekend? Probably not. But could you go to the grocery store and do all the some athletic activities that you need to as a family? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So highly encourage people to check this vehicle out, Dad. Again, 2026 Lexus TX550H plug-in hybrid. Head to your local Lexus dealer. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.